verse 17. They did cry there, Pharaoh, king of Egypt, is but a noise. He is past the time appointed. You can't depend on Pharaoh any longer. Egypt had gone down. And the prophecy he gives here now in verse 19 of chapter 46, O thou daughter dwelling in Egypt, furnish thyself to go into captivity, for Memphis shall be waste and desolate without an inhabitant. You made a big mistake in trusting Egypt instead of trusting the Lord and believing Him and obey Him. Now you have a marvelous prophecy here in verses 27 and 28. But fear not thou, O my servant Jacob, and be not dismayed, O Israel, for behold, I will save thee from afar off, and thy seed from the land of their captivity, and Jacob shall return, and be in rest and at ease, and none shall make him afraid. Verse 28, how anyone that can believe God is through with the nation Israel, and say at the same time they believe the word of God, I don't see how you can read verse 28 and make a statement like that. And maybe that the problem has been they haven't been reading verse 28, so I'm going to read it. Fear thou not, O Jacob, my servant, saith the Lord, for I am with thee, for I will make a full end of all the nations whither I have driven thee, but I will not make a full end of thee, but correct thee in measure, yet will I not leave thee wholly unpunished. God says, I'll punish you, but I'll never make an end of you. So, you take this at face value or not. Now you have prophecies against those surrounding nations that this little remnant left. They began to look to one nation after another. Where should they go? Who should they depend on? And some of these were enemies. But now there's not only a prophecy against Egypt, but against these, against Philistia, the Philistines, Tyre and Sidon. We have a prophecy in chapter 47. In view of the fact we'll be coming to them later, why, I move on. And then you have a prophecy in chapter 48 against Moab. Now, Moab has ceased to be a nation. In verse 42, I read, and Moab shall be destroyed from being a people, because he hath magnified himself against the Lord. Now, the Heshemite kingdom of Jordan today on the east bank of the Jordan River occupies the same land that the country of Moab and the people of Moab occupied. And yet God is not through with those people. I don't know where they are today. I doubt whether anyone could locate them. But God could locate them. Verse 47, yet will I bring again the captivity of Moab in the latter days, saith the Lord, thus far is the judgment of Moab. In other words, there's no use these people fleeing to Moab. They wouldn't get any help there.